Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Dave Hammer on Twitter says, "The thought that the Penguins are a fast NHL team is in the past. Teams have surpassed them in speed. Combine that with a much weaker defensive core, it does not look good going into the playoffs." Sorry to say. That's Dave Hammer on Twitter. Well, I still look at the Penguins and what they're capable of doing, which is, you know, Dave, I've stressed home ice. I stress it every year, but I know that you can point to indications that the Penguins can thrive on the road. In the past, they have. This year, it's more dynamically different. They are far worse on the road than they have been at home. So anytime you can get it, especially early on, right now it's not guaranteed for the first round. And right now, the way things look, it could be Pittsburgh and Columbus. That could change, but that's a matchup that the big advantage the Penguins have would be goaltending, because Sergei Bobrovsky, the Penguins are in his head. But he's capable, and if he can shake that, he can be a difference maker in a positive way for John Tortorella. They have a good young team, too, with some terrific adds that they made in the offseason, but I understand that. Teams are fast, and they have used the Penguins as an example, and they've drafted speed. All you have to do is look at last night. New Jersey traded for speed with Taylor Hall. They added Nico Hischier, a really good draft pick for them. They also have guys who, you know, Grabner was a big ad. He had a breakaway last night and on a sequence that I've never seen in the NHL. I can't believe how a goal didn't score there against Matt Murray. The puck was all over the place, but in the goal, and the way things had gone, I thought it was going in the goal. It was unbelievable, but it was a very entertaining game. If you like entertaining hockey, Pittsburgh, New Jersey would be a tremendous series. But the Penguins now are 0-3 against them this year. They got to figure out a way, and they have one left. They can do that before they go to. Although you asked the question, how important is regular season success? Well, Boston and the Penguins dominated Boston back in what year was it? 13, 5-0, and then they go in the playoffs, and Boston sweeps them. So who knows what all that means? I'm just saying, generally speaking, I would rather have a game at home given the way the Penguins have played this year.